What was that?
Well,
No, I'm muted, I think.
Can you have it? On your channel?
Oh, you want?
Well, I just gotta read the
Oh,
topic.
sure. Sorry.
Welcome to the Town of Bolton, Wednesday, July 22nd, 2026, Board of Selectmen Finance and Administration Subcommittee Special Meeting at the Town Hall and on Zoom at 2:30 p.m. First on the agenda is to call to order. Number two is to discuss the discussion on non-union pay raises. So we had a list of non-union employees and their suggested increases, along with their previous raises, their previous pay for 26, and what they propose their current rate for 2026, 27 would be. And it was pushed off until this meeting, at which Stephanie expanded the list to include hiring documentation, details and documentation, the suggested headcount, current headcount, which would be the number of people in that position, the rate basis, which is monthly, hourly, or whatever it is. Bi-weekly, bi-monthly, and the 2026 pay and the 2026-27 suggested pay and the suggested increase. So, for the is there any questions? Let's start there, because I didn't have any last time, and I haven't acquired any sense.
Bryce, do you want to start off?
You there, Bryce? Can you hear us, Tim?
I can hear you.
You have any comments?
No, I mean, it's we've included this all these increases in our budget, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
All right, and Bryce is here. For some reason, my phone had defaulted to having the full setting of the microphone off. So sorry about that. Yeah, so
We
I
got you
guess
now.
I do appreciate the update Stephanie made. Thank you. I still have a couple questions, I suppose, for continuity's sake. Or again, and by continuity, I suppose I mean like ease of comprehension for the general public, I suppose. So for looking under rate basis for us electeds, we have it noted as a monthly stipend, which is correct for how we are compensated, but the amount there refers to what would be the full annual rate. And whereas below we have noted, for the others on the way bottom as annual salaries and then the full annual rate. So I just think there's a degree of continuity or like something that would make that easier to understand that our monthly as general elected selectman members is not going to be 1200 or what $1,700 a month or whatever. It is just that for the full year, but the compensation is by a monthly stipend.
Mean, it does say monthly stipend and then fiscal year total. So is there a suggested way to improve the visibility of it, Bryce? Because I mean, I understand what it looks like. I think what you're saying is people looking at it quickly may not understand it, but I mean, it's pretty clear to me, but maybe there's a better way to do it.
So are we saying that? So let's just look at 26 for the monthly stipend for the deputy first selectman, 28,5302. Is that what you get per month or no? That so
No.
is that
No,
broken down
fiscal
what you
year
get per year?
26.
Yeah, it should
Okay,
be
so it should
right.
be,
Fiscal year
maybe we need to
27.
put the monthly fee and what
Or
the yearly fee is.
they could put salary and then
Yeah, so I don't
I guess
get
that would
the
just be
month
another
salary.
column between E and F in which you
Times
could do
12.
your monthly stipend amount, I guess,
That's
if that's.
Or if you just want to refer to it as annual stipend and then annual salary, that would at least be
Yeah.
like to
Okay.
like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think with a lot with the additions that Stephanie made, they sought to ad or they addressed many of the concerns I had too, because I just felt like it became, it wasn't painting the whole picture, and this does address many of those concerns.
Well done, Stephanie. Very good.
Great job, Stephanie.
Thank you.
This is way more professional and easy to understand.
Thank you.
One of the comments I had, I like it too, Stephanie. I would still prefer to see the contract, those who have are under contract broken out in a different column from those who are under suggested rate.
So
So that we like
there's
when your eye goes down, you say, oh, that's contract, that's established, and then the other ones are.
so I think it's an employment contract. Is that correct?
So,
Employment letter.
yeah, so there's a difference. So the employment letter is not something that we state, okay, every year you're going to get 2.75%. An employment letter is strictly a letter that we give when somebody first starts that explains these are the benefits that you're getting, this is the starting pay that you're getting, and if you are falling under some, I don't even know how to say it. So like if we were talking about Sue Ellen's position coming on, we would say this is your starting rate. You'll start at 90% for this long, go to 95%, and then 100%, or however it goes. And these are your benefits that you will receive, and you will follow the non-supervisor's contract from here on out. It is suggested that you will follow the non-supervisor's contract for raises and for anything else in your contract. That's what it's basically saying. It's not a letter that we change every year or that we say you're getting an automatic such and such
So it's
percent.
hardly even a contract. It's just a
It's
letter
just
of
employment letter. It's
employment
a letter of
stating
employment stating
your
your
starting
starting
pay
date
and
and this is
benefits.
what's happening.
Yeah, I see. So it's really a hybrid
Right. Kind of.
between it's hybrid between a contract and just a letter of understanding because it's setting out these this tiered system.
And that's really just a guideline that for us to say, okay,
Yeah.
you're going to follow the non-supervisor's contract or you're going to follow the supervisor's contract. It's just a guideline because going back here, you've been on the Board of Selectmen before and you know the positions that we've had and how long the people have been here. We have so many different numbers and positions with people and they're grandfathered in by certain things. It gets crazy. It gets absolutely crazy. And when we actually tried to switch over to a time clock system and stuff, that created a huge problem for us because it's very hard to keep track of, okay, how many people are at this? How many people are at that? It is just continuous. It's a continuous thing. So we tried to create some continuity as we move forward. Okay, you're going to follow the supervisor's contract. You're not going to follow the supervisor's contract. You're going to follow the non-supervisor's contract just so that so we don't have all this discombobulation in between everybody.
But does that mean that the selectmen's hands are tied and setting those salaries after this tiered these benchmarks that the person hits under the employment letter? Once those benchmarks are hit, and that then it's following the one of these contracts. Does that mean we're tied?
No,
Or
absolutely. If so. So I am not a salaried employee. I'm an hourly employee, okay? And I am not under the union. Plain and simple, I can't be because of the confidential information that I handle. So having said that, when I was here, even with Joyce, she said to me, okay, you're just going to kind of follow the supervisor's contract. That's what we're going to do. Does that mean that you can't change that? Absolutely not. There's nothing, honestly, there's nothing written. It's just to create some type of continuity and with the level that people are at here and what they do. I will tell you that. So Sue Ellen was not a confidential secretary. And then she was made a confidential secretary only because we have so much stuff that goes through our office. It's hard to be in there and not see it. You can't do pistol permits without having confidentiality. You can't with some of the records that we see. So we had to push her to that. Did we push her to the supervisor's contract? No, we left. Jim left her at the non-supervisor's contract.
So what does the supervisors or the non-supervisors contracts have in them that this employment letter does not have in it?
They have guaranteed pay raises
Okay.
Based on
based on the union.
Okay,
selecting says.
so we don't want anybody coming in under an employment letter to have a guaranteed pay raise, right? I mean, what I'm trying to make the distinction, but I'm trying to say, why do we need to even have the phrase, you're going to follow the supervisors or the non-supervisors union? Why do we even need to have that in the employment letter?
I think it's just to create continuity.
But
So,
continuity between what and what?
continuity between
The negotiated wages.
negotiated wages and then somebody just coming up with a wage. I mean, what's to say somebody doesn't like somebody? Let's just say the selectman or the administrator doesn't like somebody
But
and
frankly, Kathy, that is something that is under our purview to do so. They are, I feel like it provides us legal exposure to say that somebody is like at a negotiated union rate when they are not a union member. I would think that it would benefit us to talk to a labor attorney, but it also makes sense for us to not do it because of any potential liabilities to say this union gets it and you say you are not part of that union. And then also we run at risk of offending or bothering the union when we give somebody the appearance of the right of, union membership when they do not have so. Like
Yeah, that's what I'm
I'm
concerned.
with Gwen.
I'm concerned about that too. So the employment letter of a position, you'd say it sets out a salary, a starting salary,
It's your starting
and then
salary.
it says like if you make it through 6 months, you get
Right.
an
If you're
increase and an increase.
probationary
Okay.
period,
Does it
yeah.
also set out benefits?
Yes.
Okay.
So, but
And
benefit-wise, I can't say it's the only one that it's spelled out for. There's only two people that it's actually quote unquote spelled out for, I believe, and that's the CFO and the town administrator.
well, they are going to have contracts. Jim has
Right.
a contract, so that's different. I'm trying to focus on this employment letter.
Yeah, no. So I just say I normally put in there you will follow the non-supervisors union as far as vacation goes and personal days and
So
things like
couldn't you
that.
change the employment letter to spell out the vacation days and the sick days and the, whatever. Take those pieces out of the union contract and put them right in the employment letter,
Yeah,
so you don't have to say you were going to follow the supervisors. Or
you could, absolutely.
okay, that would be my preference, because I don't see it's like meshing one group of people that we go through a big negotiating process with another group of people that we don't have that negotiating process with, and they're just under a
Under the assumed process.
I guess I see both sides. I guess I see both sides because I see what you're saying, but I see where Jim comes from too, because there's so many people here and there's a good amount of people that are non-union.
That's right.
So take Liz for a sec. Take Liz. So our town clerk, she's been here longer than me. So she could have one thing written in her letter. I could have something written in my letter. The next person coming on is going to have something written. So you're not creating any continuity across the board. I mean,
I
anybody
think
coming in could change it.
the concept is that the union and non-union should just inherently be separate. Now, that doesn't mean you can't utilize the terms and the policies within those union contracts that we negotiated to create continuity on our end. But the mention of the union contract is just probably not appropriate. Like we could take the stuff directly from it, but
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And yes, there's going to be a different employment letter for each person because you don't hire people on exactly the same terms as the three people who were hired prior to that person.
really
So
the letter itself for the non-union people should be the end all be all for that non-union person. It shouldn't reference any other document that really doesn't have anything to do with it, technically.
yep, I agree.
Okay.
But it's kind of one standard letter, wouldn't it be? I
Yes,
mean,
yes, except that maybe somebody it would be similar for every person.
yeah. Except for
I don't know.
the differences in each position. I mean, the rate is going to be different, so there's already
Don't
items that
technicalize
do
it. Yeah,
change.
still be a template, to your point. And then
Right.
right. And we don't have to put that it follows a union contract. I mean, we can just, like you said, take the pieces out. That's fine. I mean, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, we're still following the union contract. We're just not saying that. You're
We're just not saying it. Yes.
using it because it makes it easy. You could probably
What
even
again?
verbally tell that to people, but probably not in the letter.
Okay. So the town administrator, then, that he is under a contract. He's not under an employment
Yes.
letter. So that should change to contract. Executive assistant to town administrator, you said you are under an employment letter.
I'm under an employment letter.
Okay. The administrative assistant two, the administrative assistant one, those are both employment letters.
Yes, they are.
Okay, so I'm just going to put a note that it has to shows have to change clerical various departments. Is there a, well, what
Nobody
it,
today. Yeah, so we have hired a few various clerical people to come in. We do some part-timers sometimes for Lori and stuff like that, and it's a quick, a lot of times it's just part-time, so they're not even getting benefits.
right.
It's just a quick letter stating, okay, we're hiring you, this is the rate we're paying you. Yes, we're offering vacation and sick time, but no other benefits. We're not offering health insurance or
Okay.
anything.
Yep. So okay. So that makes sense that
Not
that's a
necessarily
letter.
even for part-time people,
Yeah.
the benefits.
What about the rec director? Does that person have a contract?
You
She
should give
is.
a letter. He is employment letter. He is not union or anything, so it's just a letter.
Okay. All right. Town clerk, is that also an employment letter and not a contract?
I believe so.
Getting a yes nod over there.
Yes.
Is okay.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
He wants to
Yeah.
stand over there. Get in the corner. Don't do that.
All right. Tax collector.
Thank you, Ken.
Finance director, are we going to do a contract for that position?
That, I believe, is going to be a contract. Isn't that what you
I
understood?
think it's
She's going to, she did
yeah.
say no.
I think
Yeah.
so. What's the difference between the letter and the contract?
Well, see, I think I
I
don't
don't
I've
know.
never seen one of these employment letters.
Right.
I would be concerned about enforcement provisions. I think that's the big difference with
Okay.
between that and a contract. Like who's the rights of both sides? Like
Okay.
who gets to terminate? What are the terms? You know, what are the how much notice do you have to give? All of that. I think a contract is going to be much more explicit
Okay.
about both sides' rights, not just the town's, but the employees' rights
So
also.
the previous
So I am thinking about the previous one. I know it was spelled out. Certain things were spelled out, such as this is how much your pension or
right.
whatever we have, 401B or whatever it is, the
Oh.
hurt that rate is going to be, or how much you're going to pay into your insurance and things like that. And it was spelled out as far as if you leave, this is what you get when you get it. You have to be here so many years, and this is what you get, and this is the payout you get. You get half of sick or whatever, and all of that. But I don't know that there was much more in it than that. I think.
Well, wouldn't it reference the job description? Sort of? Performance job description? Or is that in there? That would
I
be in
think the
there.
job description,
It could be an attachment.
let me just go pull it. And then I
Yeah, there you go.
but I think that that position is a
Well,
substantial enough position that we should have it all the terms set out in a contract form rather than an employment letter form.
well, and I would wonder too, I'd be interested to see what these employment letters look like, and if it isn't something we should just plan to do away with, and anyone that we would do one of these letters, that it would just be a standard contract instead. And that way there is, it addresses some of these concerns of continuity, that everyone's getting the same
I was actually
paperwork and
going to
we're
kind of
just
talk
plug
about
and
this.
play. They don't.
I had kind of a similar thought, Bryce. I was curious what the purpose is, but I suspect the answer. I was wondering what the purpose of having employment letters and contracts and differences for different people, but I suspect the answer is probably contracts are probably more work during the hiring process and reviewing it and, all that sort of stuff. But I could be wrong on
All
that.
right, so this literally says this is a letter.
For somebody
It's
that might
this letter
only.
outlines the benefits associated with your new position. This is a full-time salary position. There's a 6-month probationary period. This is your work schedule. These are the hours. Comp time shall be provided for 40 hours, over 40 hours per week. The salary upon completion of the salary, what your salary increases to, pension, how much, what percentage. The town will contribute to that pension, health insurance, what the premium contribution is, the HSA funding, how much the first year, the percentage of the deductible is, the holidays and how many you get, the personal days, how many you get, a mileage stipend, sick leave based on the hours that you work per week and how many you will earn, and an employee who has reached the age of 55. You can get up to 300 days. You can accumulate up to 300 days of sick leave. An employee who has reached the age of 55 and has completed at least 10 years of service with the town shall be paid upon retirement for one half of these days. Vacation period, how much you get per year, up to the 5 weeks that they give, what your life insurance payout is, and then it says, please review and sign this letter.
So that's pretty
It
fair.
is,
I mean,
but
it's pretty comprehensive.
it says nothing about the employer's ability to terminate the employee under what
Right.
conditions. It says nothing about how much notice an employee has to give to the employer.
Which perhaps that's an advantage, though. I mean, if there is some temporary employee that's just not doing a good job, maybe it's more beneficial to be able to terminate that person without, some sort of long, lengthy legal process, I mean, if
Well,
it's
that should
just.
be, then that could be written into the contract
So
then.
shouldn't it be like an overarching policy for all of the employees
Applicable
rather
vacant
than
labor laws?
that'll simplify things,
Probably.
right? Like anybody who's a town employee, these are the policies related to, termination, things like that. And then the salary might change, but it's that way you're not doing something different for every single person. Well, I think, and everybody I think gets their 6-month probationary period.
Right. Okay. So it's
And
pretty similar.
I can say that we have pushed that 6-month probationary period for some people. We have gone and extended that because they're not meeting the goals.
Does that, but that letter
But
doesn't
that doesn't state that though.
say,
We've
yeah,
gone to
so.
our labor attorney and talked to him saying, listen, this is where we're at, this is what's happening, what are our rights? What should we do? How should we move forward? And we have extended it.
And
And
has the labor attorney said, well, it doesn't say it in this letter, but I think you could say that you're going to extend it. Because it's not in there.
yeah,
And
he has not he not has not referenced the letter when we've talked to him. We just say we have a 6-month probationary period. This is where we're at. And we have extended it for some people and said, this is. We're going to extend it for another 90 days or whatever.
But
And
what if the employee passes the 6 months, the probationary period's done, year and a half in, the employee just starts to do a really bad job, coming in late, 4 days a week, leaving early 3 days a week, just
Well,
dropping the
that's a
ball.
performance
That's
management, if
a
that's not
performance man.
necessarily like a
But this
topic
document
for.
doesn't say how the town can
They
terminate that
typically
person.
don't. It's normally a company policy and a practice that you implement
Yeah.
performance management if there's issues. And
But I think an employee
ultimately, all
under an
employees are at will, contract or not.
right. Yeah, exactly.
And
Then once you
labor-wise,
do it
just
for
kicking.
one person, then it might be different between myself and Liz and Lori. You might end up with a bunch of different versions of the truth,
Yeah.
right? And that could open you up
Well,
to
I would say, I
challenges.
mean, I would say all the contracts for everybody should be standard, except all the terms, like the ones you just read, would all be different.
Yes. Yeah, that
But
makes
there should
sense.
be standard language about, you know, what the town's rights are in terms of termination, what the employees' rights are in terms of termination. If there's,
It's typically
if
in
you
an
go,
employee handbook is where that those items are kept.
Well, I'm not sure you can enforce something that's just in an employee handbook.
You
That's not
can.
it, that's not something that an employee actually signs. Yes, I'm agreeing to these
So
terms.
typically you sign an employee handbook every year. So employees would be required to review it and sign it.
So they have to sign both at the same time. The
All
handbook.
right. I won't, I guess I've stated my position. I think everybody should be on contracts and not just these letters. I think we've gotten away. I think we've gotten away with nobody really fighting back and saying, you can't terminate me because this is what I signed. It doesn't have anything to do. It doesn't say anything about terms of termination. You know, maybe we've never run into that situation. I'm not sure. So I would advocate for contracts all across the board. Not everybody's terms are the same, but there's that language that sets the basic template of the contract with the basic terms, like I was describing, would be the same. And then for vacation, sick time, hours, all of that would vary from employee to employee.
Okay, so then that brings in a whole other thing that we need to just take note of, that then becomes the personnel committee. So we're kind of
Well,
crossing
sure.
lines there.
Yep, okay.
So just so you know, and I will just say, we have tried since I've been here at least three times to get through the personnel manual and to make changes, and we have never ever finished
Why?
because we always get waylaid by something. Every single time we
Get waylaid
start,
by people not showing up at meetings, or
no,
what's what are you getting
just
waylaid by?
everybody too busy,
But that.
starting to make some decisions, and it's tedious. It is a very tedious thing. And we get started, and then something bigger comes up, and it gets pushed to the back burner. Quite honestly, I have said to Jim a couple times, we really need to do this.
Could we change the name of that from employment letter to letter of salary and terms or salary and benefits?
Like an offer letter.
Just make it an offer letter versus
Letter.
an employment letter, because that's where you turn it into something enforceable, maybe, versus just change the name, right? The rest is all under Connecticut labor laws.
Do you think Connecticut labor laws would fill in all these gaps that I've been bringing up that the letter does not have?
There's hundreds of thousands of employers out there that do not have any contracts at all, any letters or whatever, and that's how they work them. All that's been hashed out already. But I mean, you just, as long as you document their pitfalls, which Jim does a good job at it, you know, when they do something bad, if you get three letters of reprimand and
We've had
you
quite a
blame
few.
all. Yeah.
We've had quite a few that we've been in with the labor terms. And probably in the last 5 years, we've
That's
had quite a
secretive.
few.
As long as you get documentation and the employee has signed the letter of reprimand.
Do you think we could ask our employment attorney to take a look at one of these employment letters and just say, is this good enough to cover these types of employees, or do we need to move to a contract format?
I don't see why not.
We
Yeah,
need to have to pay him. We have to pay him or her to do that.
What's the best way to go about it?
We'd have to reach out to Kevin and
Use this as an employment offer letter.
and just say this is something that we're using. Do you think this is okay, or do we need to change it, or are we way off base and it needs a whole overhaul? Or can we use the basis as a template for what we're looking to do and then add other things?
Right. Employee manuals are pretty handy, though, because it spells out a lot of things that you just don't think of.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. She's to date. Well,
And keeping them up to date's an issue, yes.
it's old. Unfortunately, things like that get pushed away here quite a bit because
But I'm
we're
surprised with
tiny.
AI that we wouldn't be able to come up with something quicker than, but I don't know that.
We probably could. I would love to work on that.
Got to be a template out there.
I'd love to work on
Prog might even have one
a template for what?
for an employee manual,
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
which kind of, just the holiday thing could take up a page. You have to work the day before, you have to work the day after if it's not scheduled, blah, 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 whatever you want to put in it.
I think that simplifies it for just thinking about finance and processing from the payroll perspective. I know just in the short time I've been here, there's been some challenges where Lisa's not clear on exactly like,
Is it?
is it this or do I do this? And so like having an employee handbook would not only help the employee, but help the folks who are processing and managing the day-to-day as
I
well.
agree. I agree. Right. Well, I can definitely put that out to the attorney, and see what he comes back with.
And so, did we agree that we're going to add one another column to set out in, instead of having them under the column entitled hiring details, we're going to have a column for
I can change those to contract where.
yes, and split, they'll have to be split out. So, for instance, town administrator would be under a separate column. Well, actually, all the employment letter people would be under a separate column from anybody who is getting hourly rates or annual stipends. All right. So there'd be the suggested rate, and then there'd be the contract column.
But even with these contracts, does it list what the pay increase would be every year?
No. No,
No,
that's what's
we
considered.
vote on that.
That's what you guys, that's what they vote on when they do the budget.
Right. So
So
yeah, so I'm
it's
just curious, I guess, what would be the reason to have them in a separate
because
column?
when the selectmen are doing in the budget process, we can quickly see, well, whose salary can we whose salary do we have discretion over and whose do we not? For instance, town administrator, well, we do. But he's tied in. Like, say the town administrator has a is under a 3-year contract. In year two, we would see we can't change his salary because he's got a contract that's built in for 3 years. But the people who are under these employment letters, apparently it's they are not tied in for more than a year at a time.
No, it's just your
So,
first year. It really is
yeah.
just your first year, and
So the
then you go
selectmen
from
had then
there.
have discretion over that. The column where they're the column that's not entitled, or the column that's entitled suggested, are the ones that the selectmen have discretion over.
I'm just wondering whether we need to create a separate column for the salary, or if we just change employment letter to contract, if that's easy enough to identify when you're walking through it.
So the annual salary would be a different category.
No, it's
Would be other.
think what Gwen is suggesting, and correct me if I'm wrong, is so like Jim's salary would be in a separate column entirely from the rest of the group.
And anybody else who has
So finance
con
director too. So those
yeah.
two salaries would be in a separate column. And then I
Contract
guess.
column and contract column and a non-contract column.
Yeah, I think we are starting to,
Or separate
add a
box.
lot of columns. So I'm just
You
trying to keep it
bought a
simple.
separate box. This is only the two.
Well, we might have, I mean, if I prevailed, we would have a number, we'd have more
Well, right.
We'd have
in
more
the
boxes
well, we'll
in
de
the co contract
that would
copy,
be
but
determined. But at
I'm only one voice.
at the moment, it would be only future hired people, because I don't know if you can turn around and take the existing and change them.
I don't know if you could. I mean, the employment letters don't have a term, correct?
That's right.
No.
So the labor law then says what they're employees at will, which is what? Does that mean month to month
Day to
or
day.
day to day?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so for instance, the assessor, we could say if she's under no letter, we could say we would like to switch you over to a contract.
Well, you could if they opted to. I don't know if you could force them to, though. That kind
No,
of.
but that would be contingent on their employment as well to say to continue. You know, we have instituted new policies. So the outdated the letter is now outdated. We have instituted this contract. If you'd like to continue in your job, which we hope you do, please sign this contract.
I don't think I'll be a part of that,
Yeah, but I mean, the terms would not change. You,
right.
and it actually gives more pr protection for an employee if you've got the types of terms that I was talking about, like.
Right.
You know, what under what situation can a town terminate
That
the
would be their
employment?
option, but I don't think you could terminate them because they didn't want to sign
No,
a contract. That
no, I don't
I don't
think
think that would
that's
happen.
no, I don't
So.
think so.
And can I just ask, so you were saying that the Board of Selectmen would have discretion over the letter people. Is that not under the town administrator when they do their budget? I thought that's what the whole point was.
That is kind of his world,
Yeah, but
is the
I mean, the fact that
employee.
this chart is even coming to us suggests to me that we are being given the opportunity to look at these actual rates. I mean, I personally don't want to get into what a lifeguard, you know, is making. I think that the town administrator is that's a different world. But I do think that we know what the it's we're given a number through the budget process.
Okay.
We have approved
Right, and I think to that point too, when
others.
the oh, sorry, Rodney.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was
No,
just
go
going to
ahead.
say the budget as it comes to us is a suggestion too, and we have the final decision of both what is the budget that is to be presented on behalf of the Board of Selectmen, and what is, you know, and apparently the salaries that we will consider under that budget, which is this exercise here.
So the senior center, they brought us
That's right.
all the rates that they wanted to increase a couple of years ago,
That's right.
but that was higher than the 3%. So I think they were just looking for to try to bring them up to today's world
Okay.
because they couldn't keep staff. They were not paying enough.
That's the one instance where I can remember looking at the actual hourly rates.
Well, I think there was, and the rec department too. Didn't they come through a little while ago? We had to increase the,
Yeah.
Well, we did.
yeah. And it wasn't by 3%
Right.
either. But I mean, if you don't do the annual thing, it's going to bite you after a couple of years and it's going to be huge. And as far as increasing taxes every year, you're better off this way than waiting to see when people start leaving because they don't get a raise and then giving them a lot.
I think too, from a morale perspective, if you've got union individuals getting a contracted increase every year, but then you're forcing the non-union employees to kind of come and request it or, you know, await
Right.
the, you know, approval, I think, you know, that could have a long-term impact on the employee morale.
Yep. I don't think, is anyone against the increases here? If that's what we're talking about, I don't think anyone's against it, but I could be wrong.
No, do we need a motion? No, not as a subcommittee, but we do need to take a poll on the recommendation. I mean, as far as redoing the letters and so forth and so on, that doesn't necessarily apply to this being approved and brought to the first selectman, to the selectman, sorry, next week, next Tuesday.
Next is
So
you mean the actual
the
numbers that
actual
are
numbers,
attached?
yeah, because none of it takes effect until we say yes. And it retroactively goes to
July 1st.
July 1st.
I think it was a very good discussion on the getting up to speed on the contract versus letter and what's involved. So I say we continue that conversation and figure out the best solution for the town and for the employees.
So the
But
personnel supplement.
in the short term, I would encourage us to move forward with these projected increases unless somebody has a different opinion on anything in specifically or in general.
I'm in favor as well. I guess we're just taking a poll. Bryce?
Yeah, I'm in favor as long as we make the updates to the sheet and then it becomes, just an easier sheet to understand and to communicate publicly that, when this were to come up next week, that I have no problem moving the salaries forward.
I have one more question about the chart. On all the fire department salaries, department managed, what does that mean? Stephanie, on your chart.
That and Kathy helped me out, but this is everything from a hiring standpoint is managed by the fire department.
Yeah,
So
that's through the chief budget. That
whether they have employment letters, et cetera, I don't know that we're privy to
I
that.
couldn't answer that because I
Yeah.
don't handle any of the only thing I handle for the fire department is their background checks. I don't handle any
Well,
of their employment
hold
stuff.
on. They brought those forward to us a couple years back and we had to approve them all. I mean, not the 3%, but all these different stipends and stuff for the captains and lieutenants and all that. That was brought to the Board of Selectmen by
Yeah, I
the fire.
remember discussing that, and this,
Yeah.
specifically the chief's salary that hadn't been
Yeah.
increased in a long time. I think, believe we approved a few things in my first year.
Yeah.
Okay, so department managed just means we
They
don't know what
so,
kind of a paper
but
arrangement they have
they
with
did come to
anyone.
us. They came to us for the current rates. You know, they
Yes, I
didn't
do
just
too.
increase it. They didn't just throw it into a budget and increase it. I mean, they put it in their budget and then they came to us for approval and we had that discussion with them.
Yes,
Right.
I remember that
And
too.
as far as the increases go, is it just standard practice?
And so, and even if some of these positions are not filled at this point, we're leaving them in here. Does that mean, so let's say one of those building officials, I can't remember which one left, and I think there's something else in here that's not filled, like the clerical various departments.
Right.
So we've got some money budgeted. Does that mean that does that mean that at the if those positions never get filled at the end of the like June 30th of 2027, there's going to be a surplus because those positions didn't get filled?
Yeah, we have dollars in
I'd say yes.
the budget, yes.
So for the oh yeah, for the building department, that position
That's a
was
different,
that was here.
that
But I don't
was
know about
that.
the clerical ones, if you carry those or not.
That one's not budgeted currently, so there
Right.
wouldn't be if it's not in the budget today and we don't fill it, there's no. Okay.
So but to in order to keep the
Like
wage
if you have
up
an
to date,
assistant
must
chief
move it forward,
budgeted, okay,
then
right.
yeah, if you
Yep.
have an assistant chief budgeted and it's not filled, then you're gonna get a surplus from
Right.
not spending that money.
The assistant chief in the fire department?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so did we? I know we agreed that the employment letters should be modified to remove the language follows supervisors, follows
Right.
non-supervisors.
We'll make a template for the general stuff, but we'll take out following the supervisors or non-supervisors, and we'll try and put more specific stuff for each person if that's how you want to move forward with it. And I can also send it over to Kevin to see what he
Yeah.
thinks about the employee.
That's that stuff may already be in there, Kathy. They may already have that stuff. I mean,
Yeah.
you know, might be
Right, but
just
I
as
don't think
simple.
necess Oh, sorry, Tim.
No, I'm good. Good.
I was gonna say I don't think necessarily more specific stuff, just creating a template where it's fill in the blank of the compensation rate and anything else that may change, but if we can make the time off more consistent, like the holidays and making that more standard across the board where there is consensus where practical for the position,
Okay.
then I think that helps make everyone's life easier.
Okay, I can work on that.
Can you go close my windows for me?
Seriously?
No. Shoot.
And just to confirm for the spreadsheet you want me to add. a column for just the contracted, right? Put them
I
at
prefer
different.
that.
Okay.
It's just going to be
Column or
easy.
another box?
Column.
They think
So
we're
add two
fine.
more
Well, because there
columns.
might be more contracts in the future.
Well,
There
no,
might
they can
then just the
always,
other two.
they would just get added to that
Well,
budget.
that way she can sum up, anyone can sum up contract versus non-contract. It's
Right.
easy.
So if this one became a contract, it would go into the contract box, but the other one would get short.
Where's the contract box?
Well, there isn't one.
Oh, well, so I'm just saying it's easier for me to
Right.
read this way. And I see, oh, yeah, oh, there's two that jump out, right? The town administrator, finance director, they're in a separate column. But I mean, if
Yeah.
that's,
No, whatever. That's fine. Yeah. However you want to do
doesn't make
that,
sense.
it's not going to change my world.
Right. And then the other change too is, so it doesn't say monthly stipend for the electeds. It says
Yeah.
annual stipends. And Gwen, thank you for raising the question on the fire department managed. I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, we have one more vote. We got three yeses so far to move this forward to
Are
the.
you waiting for me?
You're the only one left.
I'm
You were focused.
fine moving it on to the full board.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the changes as we discussed.
Right.
And you're going to talk to the employment attorney also, or
Yeah.
somebody, Jim Quinn,
Yeah.
maybe.
Yep. We'll we'll take one of the letter. I'll probably take this last person's letter and send it over and just see what he says. You know, what do you think moving forward? Are we even remotely close? Can we use it just as some of it as a template? Can we change it? Can we, you know, what do we need to do to make it right, first of all? Because is it right?
Yeah, I mean, I
I'm
guess
going
my
by
question.
what's been
I'd be
done.
interested to know his opinion on the pros and cons of having two separate ones or a
Yeah, that's really
single form contract. I don't know what I don't know.
the heart of it,
okay.
to continue with employment letters or
Or do
change
that.
everyone to contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
Good.
Stephanie's thinking the same thing in the overarching policy. Yeah, so.
Okay, we can definitely do that. So fun.
And whether it has to be retroactive, we could even do that. So, if
Well, I
you
don't think
can,
it necessarily be retroactive, right, Rodney? It's
well,
just
not
the.
retroactive, but if you can force it,
Oh, so like, so to
No.
take me and say, okay, now we're moving from
If you,
this to this,
yeah,
and can
correct,
we? Okay.
yeah,
Yeah. So
could we
that's good
change
though.
it? Yep.
Yeah.
Let me just
Yeah, I
ask.
think that's a practical question too. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they could do that to you, but unless you. If the employer was purchased by another employee or
Right,
employer,
right.
then yes, you know. So if Manchester wants to buy us, which maybe isn't a bad idea.
There you
That's a
go.
pretty good idea. I don't
Empty
know.
schools, yeah.
You know what? Maybe we could get private equity to buy us, buying everything. Maybe they need a write-off, a loss.
loss.
A loss.
All right. Anything else, or do we have a motion to adjourn? Which way we want to go? This is we covered what we needed, I think.
Yeah.
Sure,
So,
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
all in favor?
Bye.
Aye.
Bye.
Aye. Four
Good
yes.
luck.
Adjournment
Thanks,
at.
everyone.
Thanks everyone
Yeah, thank you.
at 3:18.
Rodney, don't forget to bring a towel to your truck.
My towel
Thanks.
at home is open too.
See you
At
guys.
home. Yeah.
Oh,
Oh, at home.